For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
60 years we've been doing this all news thing in Philadelphia. Sounding pretty sexy for a sexagenarian, right? Well, as we mark the milestone this year, we are taking you along for the ride. We would be nothing without you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for making us part of your day every day. And hey, look at who else is helping us celebrate, our friends, the Phillies. Hi, John.
Ian, how are you?
John Brazier is Phillies Director of Fun and Games, also with us in the studio. He covers education and transportation for KYW, but his favorite beat, I think, has got to be baseball. Mike DiNardo is here to take us through just how this party is going to play out, Mike.
Always a pleasure, Ian. We're celebrating our 60th anniversary with our good friends at the Philadelphia Phillies a week from tonight, April 29th. One of the ways we're celebrating our anniversary is by giving out 60 Phillies tickets to our listeners for the game against the Nationals a week from tonight, generously donated by the Phillies, we should add. And what better way to celebrate our diamond anniversary than watching the action on a baseball diamond, right? Sorry. The contest is over. The lucky winners will be notified soon. And Ian, as you mentioned, John Brazier is here. John, you've been helping us plan this special night. What can our listeners expect when they go to the ballpark?
Well, besides celebrating the 60th anniversary of KYW News, it is Hatfield Phillies Franks BOGO night. So how about that? All your listeners that win the contest and all the people that come to the game that night are going to get a two hot dogs for $5.
Oh, yeah.
So it's guaranteed we'll be well fed that night. You know, we went all news September 21st, 1965, John, and I thought I'd have some fun. I got out the box score from the Phillies game that day. It would have been the first score that we mentioned on KYW News Radio as all news. The Phillies lost to the Cubs in Chicago that day, 7-5, but take a look at the box score and some of the names that that played in that game.
Well, I just saw Bobby Wine at the game a couple days ago. Dick Allen, obviously a legend. And then, as you mentioned, Fergie Jenkins, who was just at the ballpark last week. He was on our broadcast. I interviewed him for our pregame radio segment last Wednesday. So there's a lot of legends right there. And it's obviously after the 1964 team. That had a pretty tough ending.
We're not remembering that.
We only remember the positive.
I wonder if Fergie remembers his first major league loss, because it was on this day. It was the bottom of the eighth. The score was tied 5-5 at Wrigley Field. Ron Santo, Hall of Famer, hit a two-run home run off Fergie Jenkins to give him his first major league loss when he was a Philly. And, of course, he was traded to the Cubs and then became a Hall of Famer.
And might have been our worst trade in Phillies history, unfortunately. But yes, Fergie Jenkins is a legend. I wish he was a legend with the Phillies. But guess what, Mike? I've known you for 31 years, and you've been a treasure on KYW, and you've been a pleasure for me to work with for those years. I know you come out there. We have a little tradition opening day. You interview me. I figured I'd give you a jersey, right? Because you deserve a Phillies jersey. And it has number 60 on it, and it says DiNardo on the back. I think I even got the spelling right.
You spelled it correctly.
So that is your jersey, and guess what?
What's that?
Well, you're going to need that jersey. You know why?
Why?
Because on that date, Tuesday, on Hatfield Phillies Franks BOGO night, when we're playing the Nationals at 6:45, you, Mr. Mike DiNardo, are throwing out the first pitch.
Oh my, what an honor. That's spectacular. I can't leave it short.
You can't. No, it's, well, I can give you tips, which it's better to go high than low. If you go too high, you get an ooh. If you go too low, you get a boo. So just make sure you get you'd rather err towards an ooh than a boo.
Actually, guys, I have a pep talk that Mike might need here. Take a listen.
Hey, Mike, it's Tom McCarthy for the Phils. Hope you're doing awesome, my man. Listen, congratulations on getting a chance to throw out the first pitch on April 29th. Now, I know that you're not going to bounce it. I know that anybody from Temple University like you will throw a strike right at the knees. And that is what we're all expecting. Could not be happier for you. This is a great honor for somebody who has done so much for so long for the city of Philadelphia, for South Jersey, for Temple, and for all of us who are in the broadcasting world. So I can't wait until you, because I don't think we've ever had an Edward R. Muir Award winner out on the mound throwing out a ceremonial first pitch. So I am thinking that you, in a denim dress shirt with a perfectly ironed tie, will walk out to the mound, go into the wind, and throw a strike for all to cheer for. And I ask you one thing, is don't hit the fanatic in the snoot or the snout. Anyway, congrats, buddy.
Thank you, T-Mac. Wow. I will throw the pitch wherever the fanatic puts his mitt or
you have a big target. Yeah. Fanatic's a big target. So,
and I think you can nix the dress shirt and tie. You got that great jersey. We do expect one right down the middle, Mike DiNardo.
Of course.
Yeah. Looking forward to our 60th anniversary party at the Phillies. Thanks to John Brazier and the team for their support over the years. We value you guys so much. And we hope to see you at Citizens Bank Park on April 29th.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Signature Select Classic Ham, Shank Half or Whole, bone in while supplies last, just 89 cents per pound. Enjoy 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries or blackberries. Buy two, get two free of equal or lesser value when you buy four. And mix and match Nabisco Snack Crackers, Ritz Crackers, Cheetos, Doritos, Tostitos or Sun Chips, selected varieties and sizes. Buy two, get two for free when you buy four. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.